the needed main chapters, content elements are now trivial. We need a title, an abstract, the key words, a kind of introduction, information about the data assets in a form supporting the expected reproducibility, short description of the methodology, the results with a lot of figures, a kind of discussion, the conclusions, and finally the references and the annexes. Subchapter should be defined depending on content, I assume so at least. But it would be nice to have rules, recommendations, what should be written in these chapters at last.
I could say again and again, please, read the other demo articles about H1N1 and about the Cold War in order to derive on the own what are the rules you search for. But in such a case you could make a rational repost, why should you search for something what can and should be defined before? And you would be right. The rules are however very simple. Introduction is not really regulated but goals, targeted groups, benefits, and motivation are the keywords. The data assets need the URLs, and two lists, about the objects and about the attributes with units, definitions, interpretation intervals. The methodology should contain the logic how and why we process the data. The results are the figures and the core messages formulated in human words. The chapter of discussion contains each critical aspect explored during the whole creation process of the publication. Conclusions are declarations, recommendation what we would do if we were in the role of the targeted groups. References are the sources being involved in the chapters of the publication. Annexes are details which is not worth presenting in the text stream because the readability would be disturbed through them. I see you could also identify the important parameters of the figures as parts of the legends. Excellent. You highlighted, as the muted video shows them without any doubt, the number of the parallel processed countries and the number of the models, steps. Here and now, I should try to summarize the theoretical background. Well, if you see only one single dog, and this dog should even be a Labrador with webbed fingers, then you would assume, each dog should have webbed fingers. But this assumption is not correct. It means, the analysis with one or more countries can lead to different results.
Oh. Wow. This example is very useful. I would like to guess a little bit about the meaning of the second parameter, about the number of modeling steps. In case of the figures where the number of the modeling step was only 1, we see Y values close to the norm value of 1 million. The further figures where the number of steps is 2 or more led to significantly higher deeper peaks around the same norm value. Therefore, I have to assume that the number of the modeling steps causes a kind of increased sensitivity. But I do not know how we can realize this increased sensitivity.
Good conclusion and good question. The anti-discriminative models try to involve each attribute, it means each food category. In general, in case of a huge number of attributes, it is not necessary to involve all of them. A part of them could be enough to ensure that each country seems to be so as if it should have the same aggregated food supply index value. The not really involved attributes have, however, information units being useful in the second and third steps. Altogether, the less and less number of attributes leads to more and more sensitive estimation concerning.
All right. It seems to be easy on the needed understanding level. If I do not have to reproduce the modeling steps, then I may say that I understand the black box logic. I could, for example, give commands orders for experts. I need an anti-discriminative analysis with one or more countries and in one or more steps. The interpretation logic should, however, be the same. And the publication demonstrated that the evaluation rules are really the same. We only need to make visible the positive and the negative peaks in case of each figure.
Exactly. Our result has a predefinable structure. The years could be the row headers and the figures could be the column headers, where each cell can contain a plus or a sign for the suspected years. The plus sign is a positive peak and the sign is a negative peak. The result table should have two layers, one layer for the absolute values and another one for the differences between the neighbored absolute values, because the most intensive changes produce peaks too in the difference view. The predefined structure of the results makes possible to declare interpretation rules in advance.
Well, I think it is time again to summarize the information units we have. We have the necessary data about countries, years, and food categories, let alone each variable has the same unit, and this unit is already relativized, gram capita day. We have our online modeling tool MyXFreeCoco, where we have the appropriate model type is the Coco Y0. We know we have to involve one or more countries, and we have the possibility to increase the sensitivity based on the number of the modeling steps. Finally, we know the interpretation rule in advance for the predefined results.
If I were you, I would ask me, what is this famous rule? And I would say, this rule is a simple one. We are searching for the years being suspected frequently enough, or in case of each figure. Parallel, we expect that these years concerning positive and or negative peaks based on absolute and or relative figures can be identified in the online literature speaking about the history of the particular country. Everybody can see in case of Congo, it cannot be a simple coincidence that we see quasi the same numbers or years in Wikipedia and in our food kaleidoscope.
These parallelisms can also be seen as a specific kind of a Turing test, where theoretically human beings should be decide about algorithms. Does an algorithm behave itself human-like enough? The specific test says, we do not need human, it means subjective, votes to derive whether an algorithm is a good AI. We only need a corpus, for example, the internet, where we can find human opinions about the critical years independent from the existence of the tested AI. If the conclusion of the AI and the conclusion of the human experts lead to the same or similar results, then the AI is good.
Excellent. Here and now, I have to highlight one important parameter of a publication. We could write about our own subjective opinions concerning the critical years of a country. All these sentences would always be a subjective approach. Or it is also possible that we find an estimation from an unknown AI and we have to check it. In both cases, we need our own but objective derived conclusions. And these conclusions should always be made in a data-driven and solver-based way. Each other publication is a form of the magic of words. Shifting paradigms mean, this magic should be minimized.
Wow, this is a very hard declaration, I think. Generations are conditioned to be perfect by using of the magic of words. And now, we have two new keywords. The new communication should be more and more data-driven and solver-based. This will lead us to a new situation, I hope, and I believe. This new situation makes possible to be intuitive and subjective where it is needed, and parallel, there where we can produce more objective estimations we have to do so. The human and machine interaction will be more and more sophisticated.
This new situation has already a name. This could be Kazahinia.